T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's head out to where 100 holes of golf to benefit charity are being played at the Wanaka Country Club. Jeremy White joining us live on the line. All right, Jeremy, you guys teed off a little bit earlier, 100 holes of golf. What's the reasoning behind taking on the marathon?
Well, we've got a team of 16 out here at Wanaka, and we're raising money for both the Courage of Carly Foundation with Roswell Park and the Luca Kalani Foundation. So we've got some pledges for Herbert, Art Eagle, and, just trying to push through, walking all 100 holes, too. So it's a long day, but we've got a good spirit to us right now, and we're on the move. I had to throw the phone down and hit my tee shot and hope you guys didn't get to me too quickly because there was no time to rest here.
I was going to say, from the sound of it, I mean, this isn't like a leisurely paced 100 holes.
No, I'm walking to my tee shot. We've played about 7 or 8 holes so far. I mean, and keep scores. I mean, like it's a real round of golf, and you guys are some players. We got good players out here. We know that shots matter. I mean, we've got pledges where if we get a birdie, it's another $100, and if we get an eagle, it's another $1,000. So, you get in position to make a shot. Guys are taking it seriously, doing everything they can to get it in for more money.
Wow. All right. So this is a marathon. How long do you think this is going to take? And are you aware of the weather that's coming in today?
We are aware of the weather. Yes. I brought rain gear, which is the number one rule. You bring rain gear to golf, it won't rain. So I think I've got that covered. But it should wrap up tonight around, I don't know, the 7 o'clock hour, 7 p.m., 8 p.m., somewhere in there. Estimate is, 14, 15 hours. And as long as the weather doesn't get too bad, I think we just push through.
The amount of money you've been able to raise so far is incredible when you look at how many donations have poured in and what you guys have been able to do. Do you have any sort of update now where it stands amongst yourself, amongst all who are taking part right now, and can you still donate?
You can definitely still donate, yeah. I'll be tweeting out links throughout the morning. I did at my Twitter account at JeremyWCR. I'm up here about 6,000. We've got Jack Tebow, I know, a 10-year-old who's out here playing the 100 holes with us. Was a good friend of Luca and a heck of a golfer from what I understand too. He's up over 8,000, and the team is pressing to about 75,000. So we're at we're over 60 from last I checked, and donations going on throughout the day. I'll be checking in a bunch of news stations, WGR as well, and just trying to get as much awareness and money as possible. The Luca Kalani Foundation is the new one to join in this year. The Courage of Carly has done this several times, the 100 holes, and Luca adding in is just another way to get funds raised for kids in the local area. Luca's idea to remember his life, as he lived, he wanted to help kids that didn't have the opportunity to play sports and do a lot of other things that he could do. So his father, his mother, his family, they started this foundation with that exact idea. Let's raise money. Let's give back to the community. Let's let Luca's legacy live on, that this money will stay in the area and help kids with more opportunities.
You've got a personal connection with Luca's family, Jeremy. I mean, he obviously inspired you to do this. In his few short years, he really made a big impact on this world.
Yeah. He was a kid. He's a heck of a kid. He was a great golfer, and his family is a wonderful family. And they're extended family from my wife's family, and for me by extension of that, just meeting them through her. So anyone that's gone through a great loss, you do what you can to try and make a difference and try and make something positive out of that, and that's what the Luca Kalani Foundation would like to do, very much the way that the Courage of Carly and Carly's Club has lived on in Western New York for so many years.
Have you heard from whether it's those charities or just people who that impacts of exactly what you're doing here? Because, I mean, that shouldn't be lost. That's a ton of money raised in something we've been talking about for a number of months in a really tough year for charities because of COVID, because big events really can't happen the way they've done in the past. I mean, to be able to do that this year, this could be a game changer for a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, and for the Luca Kalani Foundation, we've had a couple of events that we had to push off. There was a 3-on-3 basketball tournament set for May. You know, with COVID hitting, we had to push that off. There's going to be a golf tournament coming up. You know, we've got things that are on the way that are coming, and, you know, launching this in the first year and having this, of course, happen has been challenging, I would imagine, for many charities, especially, or particularly for this one, just trying to get off the ground. But we still had so many people be so generous and give their money as they can. And, you know, if it's the first you've heard of it, I think you'll hear of it a lot more. A lot of local events, a lot of kid-based events, just try and get people out, get active, and make a difference.
You know, with so many events canceled this year because of COVID, did that come into play at all with this tournament today?
Well, we're doing everything that you should do. I mean, we're distanced. The golf clubs, you know, we've got one person per cart, and then the guys that are playing are walking. So, you know, we've got masks when we're nearby in the clubhouse. So just the same way that a lot of golf courses have made do, we're observing the same kind of protocols.
All right. So we know you're going at a pretty high speed pace. We'll let you get going. So hopefully you can beat some of this weather. Do you have a ideal end time where you think you can finish all 100 holes?
I don't. I just want to make sure my shoes hold up.
All right. Well, great job raising all this money to you and the entire team that's out there. That's Jeremy White joining us from WGR. He's at the Wanaka Country Club right now, 100 holes of golf. And you heard him say a little bit earlier, the charities that it benefits, really benefiting from this. Courage of Carly, the Luca Kalani Foundation, $75,000 around that raised by all 16 players today.
That's amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.